And you can them, make pies or anything.
Yeah, because I know some apples are good just to eat, and some are good to make pie, pies out of. If you made an apple pie in a great big deep dish with maybe just crust on the top or maybe some on the bottom, what would you call that?
Apple pie.
If you made it with peaches.
Well, it'd be a peach pie.
It'd be a peach pie. Did you have any other name for a big deep dish pie?
No, not as I know of.
Okay. What if you dried them? Or did you ever dry apples or peaches?
Oh, yeah, then you make fried pies. You dried apples and peaches. What you do would cut them off and lay them on a... We had a tin. Laid them on a tin, let them dry. Then when it dried, bring them in. They'd keep all the year dried. Peaches or apples.
Did you have any special name for them when you dried them?
Just call them dried peaches and dried apples.
Good as any name. Great. You said you grew peanuts. Did you grow any other types of nuts?
No, that's only type we grew.
But you grow another type now, don't you?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Lots of different types now, but...
But don't you have a tree out here of some type of nut?
Well, you don't eat them. You talking about on that cedar tree?
No. Oh, no. I was thinking of those. I thought Dorothy... said that, you have a blank tree. I want you to say the name. And,
pear tree?
No, and it's a nut.
Oh, pecan.
Yes, right. I thought you said you had one.
Yeah,
right.
I got two pecan trees here in the yard.
Yeah. Do you have any nut that has a kind of a green shell on the outside, and when you mash it before it dries, it's just horribly gooey and black?
Oh yeah, see, all pecans, they have a shell, and when they get ripe, that their outside shell just opens up and lets your pecans fall out.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's when you pick them up.
But that's the only type of nut tree you have.
Uh-huh.
Do you know of any other types of nut trees?
No.
You don't know of anyone that has a covering on it that stains your hands and clothes?
Oh, you're talking about a walnut tree.
Did y'all ever have walnut trees?
Not here. We did when I was in the country. Walnut trees. Now, what you have to do with those, they're green. And when they get ripe, they are black.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to hull them off to the seed. Then you crack them.
Do you crack them right then, or do you have to let them dry out some?
Well, after turn black, you can crack them right then and eat them. But they're not as good as they are if you let them set up, say, a month or six weeks.
And
dry out.
Yeah.
That's called walnuts.
Now, did you ever use the shell of a walnut for anything?
Uh-uh.
I was just wondering. What did you call the inside of a peach?
Peach seed?
Seed, okay. What you call the inside of a cherry?
Cherry seeds, all
okay.
I know.
What you call the inside of an apple?
Core.
Okay.
Apple core.
Did you ever get any citrus fruit from Florida?
Like oranges, bananas? Oh yeah, but you had to buy those.
Right. Okay. Did you have to buy any other, you said you bought sugar and coffee. Did you have to buy anything else?
Well, you didn't have to. Every once in a while, you'd buy, say, a can of salmon or a big piece of cheese or anything like that.
What about anything to use for seasoning your food?
Oh, no. You see, your lard and stuff like that. And we had our bat back, all kind of meats, fry all the rest of the stuff
okay.
with.
If you wanted to, you didn't buy anything else to preserve any food? What did you do when you did your hams?